All right, I'm going to need some help today. Do I have any volunteers from this section? Yes, sir. You put your hand up first. Come on down. You right there. Yes, sir. How about on this side? You want to come on? Come on up. You guys, if y'all could stand right here in front of the altar. I'm going to go over to this side to see if we have any volunteers. Who looks really excited? There's a lot of excited potential volunteers. Why don't you go ahead and join? I'm going to go back here to the middle school. Yes, ma'am. All right, y'all can put your hands down. I will ask you some questions in a minute. I will ask you some questions. Okay, so you guys paying attention to the readings? What was the feast? What was going on in the palace that day? Herod was celebrating something. What was Herod celebrating? Yes, sir. It was a banquet for why? Why did he have a banquet? Because why? Do you remember? Okay, now it's not why he had a banquet. Why did he have a banquet? He was having a banquet because it was his
birthday.
His birthday. So how cool was that he had this big old party? He said, it's my birthday, I'm going to have a party. And so they're having this party. Now how many of you guys celebrate birthdays? You guys, anybody ever celebrate a birthday? So what do we do to celebrate a birthday? What do we normally do to celebrate a birthday? You guys want to grab something out of here? What do we normally do? Go ahead. What do we do when we celebrate a birthday? What do we do? What is that?
Cake.
A cake. Do you ever have a cake on your birthday?
Yes.
Yeah, and then what do you do with the cake?
Eat
you eat it? What else do you do with the cake? What do you put on top of the cake before you eat it? Yes, sir. You put candles in it, and then you do what with the candles? What do you do? You light them? And then you do what? What do you sing? Okay, you blow it out, but what do you do? What do you sing? Sing happy birthday. So then you sing happy birthday. You have this awesome cake. And then maybe we have some extra stuff to go along with. You want to grab? What else might we do? There's something else in there. There you go. What's that? We're celebrating, right? So what do? It's a noisemaker. I know you guys. Some of you guys don't need these because you're so gifted already at making noise. But what would you do with a noisemaker? Go ahead. What does it sound like? Celebrate. Happy birthday, Herod. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's okay. Oh. Yay! Happy birthday, Herod! And then what do? After you celebrate all of that, you have cake, you sing a little song, then what? What else might you do? What? What else might you do? Yes, ma'am. What do you do? Presents! Do you think we have any presents in the birthday bag? What do you think right here? Do we have presents? You can reach in there and pull it out. There you go. What is that? Oh, that's so cool. It's a birthday present. Oh, with a cute little bow on it. So what do you think's in there? Okay, you want to open it up? Here, I'll hold the box. You can open it up. You need some help because it's taped. There you go. Oh, this is so cool. So much fun. So exciting. It's one of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten. Go ahead, pull it out. It's okay. What is that? Oh, buddy, what is it? This was a gift I got a couple years ago. What is it? You know what it is? Dun, da, da, dun. What is it? Go Texans, right? Right? Football season starts this week. So exciting. Andre Johnson is one of my favorite players. So here you go. You want to put this on real quick? You'll be swimming in it? You're put on a football jersey here? There you go. Andre Johnson. There you go. Awesome. So we're celebrating a birthday, right? Now this is normally how you would celebrate a birthday. But how did they celebrate a birthday on Herod's birthday? Is that what his birthday looked like? No. He had a banquet and they did what? Okay, well that's true, but in the story we heard in the gospel, what did Herod's birthday look like? What did he get for his birthday?
Somebody came in and danced
for him, and who was that somebody who came and danced for him? Who was that? His stepdaughter, who was also his niece, his brother's kid. So here's his stepdaughter, his niece, came in and did this dance, and all of the people that were gathered like, that was so awesome. We're so excited. He said, I'll do whatever you want me to. Whatever you want, I'll do it for you. And she said what? I want, yes, ma'am. I want John's head cut off. Wow, what a great birthday party. Happy birthday, Herod. He gets the head of John the Baptist. Now, is that something really exciting? No. No. No, you want presents, you want cake, you want to sing happy birthday. But Herod was so concerned with himself, he was so concerned with his image. I don't want to look bad by promising to get her anything she wanted and then not doing that. So he had John the Baptist's head chopped off. Now, we believe in our faith that when John lost his life, where did he go? He went to heaven. He went to heaven to be where? To be with who? With who? With Jesus, with God, right? He went up to be in heaven, and that's what we want to do. We want to be there. We want to go to heaven one day. We want to spend eternity forever with our God. Because he is good to us, because he's kind to us, and because his love transforms us. Now, a couple of years ago, for my birthday, I got another gift. And I want to show you, because it's kind of relates a little bit to what we're talking about today. So my mom gave me, what is that?
Basketball.
A basketball. What kind of basketball? What kind of basketball? What do you think you do with this?
Put it on.
Put it on. So like this? So, kind of like John the Baptist gave his head to Herod for his birthday, my mom gave me this basketball head. And in a way, this basketball head's so awesome because when I wear it, I go to Rockets games and I'm like, yeah, go Rockets! Yeah, go March Madness, right? But I get so excited when I wear this. Today we celebrate the passion of John the Baptist, right? The passion of John the Baptist means that when he lost his life, when he gave his head to Jesus, he received the crown of glory. So we can look at this story and say, man, what a bummer. What a sad day. And it is a sad day for John the Baptist because he died. But it's a joyous, exciting day for us because John the Baptist went to heaven to say, look, you can join me there. You can go to heaven too someday. And so when we celebrate the feast of John the Baptist, we're so grateful that he gave his life for Jesus. That he said, God, I'm going to love you so much and I'm going to do whatever you ask. And I'm going to show you that it's okay. Don't be afraid of death. Because death is the step to where? To heaven. Let's not be afraid. Let's not be afraid of going to see our Lord in heaven. As we celebrate today, we celebrate the fact that John the Baptist was willing to give his life for us, that he was willing to show us the way to go to heaven. Thank you guys all very much for your help. You can